Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
C.J. Stroud also spoke, and we had him right here around 3:40, so you can hear that. And coming up, a guy that was there, he was there for the press conference, there for the practice, and there's a lot to talk to him about. Our Texans report coming up with Brandon Scott as he joins us. So much.
A little 4:40 action?
A little 4:40. A lot of news. To hear the latest, what he's hearing about Nico Collins, what he's hearing about Kamari Lassiter.
Really dog.
Who has a shoulder issue that potentially could hold him out, so a lot to get to with him. I want to play this because I said in the tease, I wonder, is this something that Texans fans are wishing CJ would chill on? This was him on McAfee. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but talking about the crowd size at NRG.
How's the crowd's been? Crowd's been insane?
Yeah, it's been cool. Last game was like a playoff game. It was pretty nice. And, you know, it's 12 o'clock game's a little different in Houston just because, you know, there's a lot to do out here. So we really don't get nobody until like first quarter. But the people who come early, thank you. Appreciate it. But it's all love, though. Like, it's been loud, though. It's been really loud. Like, the Bears game was amazing. Felt like a playoff game. Last game felt like a playoff game. So, you know, it's up on the uprise.
Yeah, there's a lot to do down there in Houston. That's why what you're able to do is a rookie down there without being distracted is insane.
I'm just wondering, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, Tyler has been here as a fan for a long time, you too, Clint. Are y'all, because this I want to say, this got to be four or five times that, it may be even more.
At least.
That CJ has made some sort of a mention to the crowd. The crowd size, arrival time.
Are we going
to
get your flowers?
How loud it is. Like, I mean, he is.
Minimum is, five or six.
Easy. Are you tired of him talking about it?
I'm not, but I see the people sphere.
I had somebody, we talked about this briefly yesterday, and someone say, hey, I love CJ, but I sure wish he'd stop talking about the fans showing up.
God bless, brother.
Like, I just wondered, and I know, like, hey, CJ's a guy, but, like, are you like, all right, man, dude, shoot, we got it, dog.
No, I think he needs to quit soft shoeing it.
Strat House.
Oh, you think he needs to step into it. Do it harder.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it, yeah, I mean, I think it should, like that right there, like, I don't know why you don't just challenge the fans.
We ain't laying down for nobody.
You know, I mean, we down here, I'll be honest, we'd like to do in the city, man, everybody, we don't get many people in the first quarter, but we're trying to get them out there, man. We're trying to play the best football, winning football, try to get everybody to get there early and be loud from jump. You know, we're trying. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, obviously it's real.
Oh,
I mean,
yes,
it's not like
something, you think it's something they're talking about. Like, you think it's something they have conversations about. Because he's done it the most. Tank has, I think, made mention to it this year.
I mean, we've heard the president Greg Grissom ask, folks, "Hey, man, come on, y'all come on and get in this game early." I know the tailgating situation in Houston is tremendous, second to none. But come on in here and get in this building. Hell, we've heard Cal and Hannah say, "Get off y'all's ass and get in the game." I don't know if I've heard them, but I think I know I've heard Greg. I know I've heard.
I don't think we'll hear that from them.
Why not?
I think.
Hold on, Joe.
I think maybe some people. I don't know if they'll say it.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's reality. If it were petty and it wasn't the truth and it wasn't, you know, an issue, then I would prefer him not. But there's obviously some reality to it.
That big Nick energy.
Yeah, people are texting in. I don't blame CJ for that comment. Houston is a bunch of bandwagoners. When the team does great,
shut the hell up, man. Like, you don't have to. Why? Why is it one extreme or the other?
When we aren't good, nobody pays attention.
Why can't it be that, hey, we just got a problem right now coming off all the crap we came off of, and we need to start getting back to what we used to do, getting in early for kickoff. It doesn't mean anyone's a bandwagon fan or wishy-washy with the Texans as a fan. Shut the hell up.
He's right. Everyone should get there early. Someone text in. I agree with him, but he should not mention it as if it was like an away game.
Well, I mean, maybe if that touched you some kind of way, maybe you should get in the stadium a little earlier. I don't know an organization that to the texture. I don't know an organization that loses and they don't feel that through ticket sales and merch sales and things of that nature. I don't know any fan base that spends more money when your organization is dysfunctional or your team sucks. I think that's pretty natural.
Shut up, Ronnie. He ain't say nothing wrong. It's Ron. I didn't say he did. I'm just asking you. Are you?
Open your ears.
Do you want him to stop saying it? Someone else. CJ is starting to give Russell Wilson vibes. Now he's not corny. Just play the game, CJ.
Let's ride.
Someone just texted.
Is that a version of just pick up the ball and play, man?
Ron, it's been a long-standing issue with the Rockets and Texans fans just show up late.
Stuff didn't happen like this bad though until we know the storm that we went through. I'm not saying it's never to some degree we can have a debate, but before all the Deshaun Watson drama, before that whole era, before we got to where we are now, it wasn't as big a problem as this.
I wasn't here to say that or understand
right.
that. Yeah, so I'll take your word for it. And I know you've been talking about it, Clint. You're almost just flabbergasted by it. There's got to be something. Why?
I'm gonna tell you. I know
that many Buffalo fans in there. How many?
Well, there was. Look, when for the first time in history, there were season tickets. It wasn't a sellout. Like, I think that created an opportunity. Whether it's these ticket outlets type deal, the apps, or it were just individuals that would buy up tickets in order to resell them. I know several people with the Astros that own 15, 20 tickets. And the whole point is just to resell them throughout the year, make your money back, and then sell them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now that is, there's so many baseball games, typically they're selling to Astros fans. But I mean, like, you can't tell
if that
me
that is
same
the case,
thing.
It's an awful lot of people been doing that for the last couple of years.
Well, yeah, I would imagine that's good business to be in.
Yeah.
Buy when the stock's down and then sell right now. Yeah, I would think it's pretty good money.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.